Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
All right, what goes better with the holiday weekend? We already had beer and bacon, and now we have to have some good music. Jeff Massey is here. He is the lead singer of Steepwater, the Steepwater Band. They have a big show coming up at Shuba's on Friday, September 16th at 8 o'clock. You can go to steepwater.com to get all the information, buy tickets, hear music from their new album, Shake Your Faith. Jeff, good to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So, for people who may not be familiar, the Steepwater Band has been around for a long time. You guys have been working in Chicago for a number of years. Great success. Tell us a little bit about the band.
Yeah, we started way back in 98. You know, spent the first 4 or 5 years mainly playing around Chicago, Northwest Indiana. Started recording records, putting records out, and started traveling, and now we go all over the place, go all over the world, play about 160 shows a year.
Yeah, that's one of the things that you guys are known for, the amount of time you put in on the road. You guys are working nonstop.
Yeah, we do. We like to play live, so it's definitely a live band.
And in this day and age, that's you almost have to be out there, right? Because with record sales are different now and everything's strange, you got to be out in front of the audience, right?
That's the one thing that really hasn't changed. Yeah, you can still go do shows. There's, you know, as long as you got your following and people are coming out to see you, that is the only thing in the music business that hasn't changed dramatically.
And it's amazing to me that your lineup has been the same basically since the beginning, except for the addition of another member. Is that hard? Because, you know, I grew up watching Behind the Music, and every band has drama and infighting, and there's all kinds of craziness going on. How tough is it to keep a band together?
I'm lucky enough to be in a band with a bunch of guys that have the same vision and enjoy playing. And, you know, we like each other enough, I suppose, and we give each other, you know, each other enough space.
Yeah.
We really get along pretty well. So, sorry there's no dramatic story here.
No, listen,
you know,
I think it's got to be much better, right? Because it makes, I would imagine, you form a band because you want to have fun. You love music, you want to make music, but it's supposed to be enjoyable.
And sure, there's going to be arguments, you know, about certain things. Sometimes it's about the music or a show or something we need to do. But, I mean, that's normal. That's life.
Right. How do you come together as a group and decide, all right, we need to add another member? What's the evolution that brings that about?
Well, I mean, we added Eric Saylors. I think it's going on 4 years now. The beauty of that whole situation was we were a trio,
right?
And we were, you know, we were playing a lot and doing well. And Eric was just a friend of ours who would sit in and play, and he knew our songs already.
Yeah,
you know, he knew the material, and he, you know, after he sat in 2 or 3 times, he'd call out the songs he wanted to play that were our songs, and we were like, well, this sounds really good with, you know, another guitar and another voice here, and he fits right in personality-wise. It was kind of a no-brainer, so we kind of just asked him to join when we really weren't looking for anybody.
That's got to be the best way, because there's no pressure.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, we got to find a guitarist.
No, there was no, like, we need somebody, let's have a bunch of auditions. We were rolling, we were busy, we were doing good, and Eric just made it that much better, and, you know, happened really, really naturally.
So We're gonna hear some Steepwater music from the new album, Shake Your Faith. But I was talking to Ro when I was doing Crosstalk, and I told you this. He said, "Well, what kind of music?" And I said, "Well, it's rock." And that, but then I, well, it's kind of got some country, some bluegrass. It's got all kinds of things, but it's rock. Do you have trouble categorizing music, or do you wanna be easily boxed in to go, well, we're just this kind of band?
Yeah, I have trouble categorizing it. I just call it rock and roll because it's, you know, like, all those classic bands we were influenced by, they had a little bit of rock music. They had that, you know, blues history to it, a little bit of country music. And we basically just take music we like and we write songs.
Can't beat that.
And it ends up sounding like us, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I like to think we have our own style.
You definitely know the influence is there.
But I always say it's a rock and roll band, for lack of a better term.
Well, there's nothing better than rock and roll. Let's hear a song. Can we hear? Because I've got a lot of questions.
Okay.
Because everybody loves, anybody who's not in a band, and quite frankly, every guy who ever saw a girl wanted to pick up a guitar and be in a band.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. But most of us can't do it.
Right.
So we always love the stories of how it works and the music scene in Chicago. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But we want to hear some music too. So what are you going to play for us?
I think I'm going to do a song off our new record called Be As It May.
All right. This is Jeff Massey. This is from the album Shake Your Faith. Steepwater is the band. Jeff Massey is the guy on WGN.
One of these days you... Ah, you gotta give me a minute.
That's all right.
There we go. One of these days you'll look for me and I will not be there. I'll be riding the rails in a dream somewhere. One of these times you call my name and I won't seem to care. I'll be setting my sails from a moonlit shore. Be as it may, you might speak some truth, but that's not going to help us find our way. One of these years when I come home and times are not the same, I'll be counting my blessings on both hands. Maybe you'll give me a nice big smile that says you understand. Or maybe you want to kill this man. Be as it may, you might speak some truth, but that's not going to help us find our way. Be as it may, you can call it brew, but it's a very short trip to the grave. And yesterday was a promise made and a promise broken too. I see you standing in the shade, cause the heat's too much for you. As it may, you might speak some truth, but that's not going to help us find our way. Be as it may, you can call it rude. Be as it may, you can call it rude. It's a very short trip to the grave. One of these days you'll call my name and I will not be there.
Very nice. Jeff Massey, the album is Shake Your Faith. The band is Steepwater. Jeff's the lead singer for them. They have a big show at Shuba's Friday, September 16th. If you go to steepwater.com, you can get all the information. More with Jeff. You had a guy dancing right behind you. You were photobombed by an exquisite dancer, and you're drawing quite the crowd out here on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
So we'll have it. Stay around. We've got more music with Jeff. Brian Noonan in for Justin Kaufman, 720 WGN. Jeff Massey is here. He is the lead singer of Steepwater. Steepwater.com is their website. You can go there, check out everything, check the tour dates. Don't forget, they'll be at Shuba's on Friday, September 16th, 8 o'clock. Shuba's, of course, 3159 North Southport. That's Southport and Belmont. You can get your tickets at Steepwater.com. The Steepwater Band on Facebook and Steepwater Band on Twitter. You guys are, that's another thing that's probably changed since the band started in 98. So how important is social media to success now?
It's extremely important. I mean, that's how majority of people are finding out about your music and your shows and what you're up to. And, I mean, that's the world we live in now, so you have to have a presence in that department for sure.
What's been the biggest change in the Chicago scene since you guys started? I mean, as you mentioned, you started out in clubs. You've been working. You work nonstop. So things have evolved, I'm sure, or changed maybe for the better, hopefully. Some things for the not so good.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say how things have have changed specifically for Chicago because for me, I'm guilty. We travel so much.
You travel all the time, yeah.
We only play Chicago, you know, a few times a year.
Yeah.
In a way, it's the same. Besides the internet and social media and people find out about music, it's still a lot of the same clubs are here. A lot of new clubs have popped up. But still, I mean, the real hardcore music fans in Chicago still come out and see live music, and clubs are still great. You know,
yeah, it seems like every night there's shows everywhere. So
yeah, it's a great city for music. And I love it. So.
Do you ever get, as a performer, does it ever bother you when you look out in the crowd and there's everybody's on their phones? Hey, we're up here, we're working.
Yeah. I mean, so I could see that sometimes, but I mean, it's almost like I'm getting used to that. But
yeah,
there's the majority of the people that are in the front that are really there to hear you are not on their phone.
Right. You know? Those are the true fans.
Yeah, and some of those people are texting, going, "Hey, this band's great. I hope."
Yeah, well, that's the thing where they're taking pictures and tweeting out, "Hey, you gotta come see Steepwater. I'm at Shuba's." You know, they still got some time.
I do see videos of people at concerts with the lead singers reaching down and throwing their phone out in the middle of the stadium somewhere. So it obviously annoys some musicians.
You ever gonna pull something like that?
I don't think I'm gonna
Bigfoot somebody like that and toss their phone?
I don't think I'm gonna do that. No, that might be bad karma.
Yeah, it's probably upset, you know, as you said, the core fans. So another exciting thing for the band is you guys are going on tour with Blackberry Smoke for a few dates in October.
Yeah, 7 shows we're doing, some Midwest shows.
That's very cool. How does a band pick another band to go on tour with them? You obviously have a history with them, but how does that happen?
Well, I mean, usually there's a lot of politics involved because, a lot of bands are trying to, you know, if another band's playing theaters and has a good crowd, of course, other bands are trying to open for them.
Sure.
So there's a lot of competition when it comes to that. But basically, we kind of knew the Blackberry Smoke guys. We did the Lynyrd Skynyrd cruise with them years ago.
Oh, okay.
And kept in touch with them, you know, and then ran into them again. We're booked to open for them in Minneapolis and then Milwaukee Summerfest.
Oh, nice.
And they're guys of their word. You know, they said, "Hey, man, we'll take you on the road sometime." And perfect. Less than a year, they're actually living up to their word. So once in a while, just the old, "Hey, we like your band, we're taking you with," is how it works.
Which that's very cool.
Isn't always how it works, but in this case.
Well, that's nice. It's nice to hear there's still people like that, because a lot of times you think, well, you get into a certain level of any sort of show business, you're going to get people who are just blowing smoke, whether it's Blackberry Smoke or whatever kind of smoke. But it's nice that they,
Yeah, and I think they like the band. I think that they feel it fits musically, probably, because I think it's important to them to have a good, cohesive show every night, a rock show, you know, and they're great guys. So
very cool. Yeah. I want to talk about the new album, Shake Your Faith, but I want to hear another piece of music before we go to news. Can you give us another song? Because the crowd is already gathering outside the Allstate Showcase studio. Jeff Massey's here. The album, of course, Shake Your Faith, the Steepwater Band, steepwater.com. So what do you got for us now?
I'm going to do a number called Mama Got to Ramble.
Ah, very nice.
To ramble, it's all right, she'll get back. Leave her low, riding high. A diamond in the rough is hard to find. Waiting for a change, it just don't waste the time. Mama's got to ramble, her man don't understand. Love has gone to shambles, and she leaving for the land. Her whole world come undone. She went looking for the one. And when you're running fast like a broken understand. Love has gone to shambles as she leaving for the land. Mama's got to ramble.
Nice, very nice.
Thank you.
Jeff Massey, that's from the album Shake Your Faith with the band Steepwater. You got to go see the band Steepwater at Shuba's Friday the 16th. Can you stick around and do give us one more after the news?
Absolutely.
You sure you got nowhere to be? We got bacon. Can I bribe you with some bacon?
We might have a piece of bacon.
Do another song. Go to steepwater.com, get all the tour dates, find out where the band's going to be, buy the new album, do all sorts of things. Facebook, it's The Steepwater Band, and Twitter, it's Steepwater Band. Well, I wish you were all here. I know you were listening to Rob's News, which you should be doing. Jeff Massey is here. He's the lead singer of Steepwater. Steepwater.com is their website. They have a big show at Shuba's on the 16th of September. And we're I'm peppering him with all sorts of questions because I told you, Jeff, I'm fascinated by, one, people who can play music because it's a talent and a gift that I don't possess, but I always admire people who do. And I think a lot of people look at bands and we're curious, like, how does it all work? So we were just talking about how you guys travel, and it's the four of you, and you go out on yourself, but you had a big extended trip on the East Coast. You've got a booking agent who books those, but how do they find it? Is it just, all right, here's a rock club, we're going to try to get in there, and how do you know, is it a crapshoot when you go the first time to go, man, I don't know, we've never been to this town, we've never been to this club, let's just see how it goes?
It's a little bit of all that.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of all that. Like, yeah, the people that book us, I mean, when we signed with them, they had connections to certain rooms where they were like, we know you're going to work great in this room with your music. And there was some rooms that we had, you know, probably started out as crapshoots that were sure things for us that we added to it. You know, and a lot of it has just been traveling and experimenting all these years and figure out where your niche is and what rooms you should be playing.
And that's got to be really tricky because public, you know, the public is fickle. And you never, how do you figure out, okay, we came into this room and things went okay.
Yeah.
Now we're going to come back to this room in a year or 6 months or whatever. How do you decide if you're going to do something different? What do you do?
Well, there could be a number of things. You got to, you know, increase the awareness. A lot of times people just don't know about it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and it's hard to get people out of their house nowadays, I'll admit. But, you know, if you find a club where the promoter's into the band and you know he's going to put effort into it, that's a sure sign of a place to go back to. You know, the club has to care a little bit too, or if it's an outside promoter. Somebody that's fired up is going to make a difference, or somebody that has their own money on the line for this to be.
Yes, exactly. If I'm bringing you into town and I'm paying, I got to get the word out.
Because there's been towns, you know, the first time we go there, the crowds haven't been great, but then you have somebody in the crowd that goes, you got to come back. Okay. You got to come back and you got to play with this band. And then you got, and that's happened.
Nice.
Where the first time was not all that. And then you go back two or three times and you're like, oh, okay. They just didn't know about it the first time. So a lot of it's word of mouth.
Now, I mentioned you're going to be at Shuba's on the 16th. On Sunday, if people are in the Michigan City area, you're going to be at the Burnham Brewery for their Labor Days festival, their little outdoor festival.
Right, right, yeah.
So do you like, is there a different way of preparing to play at a club like Shuba's as opposed to an outdoor festival?
I mean, we didn't, maybe so. I mean, we never really play the same show twice.
Okay.
So, I mean, whether it's an outdoor festival or a club, I mean, there might be three or four of the usual ones that we make sure are in there. Maybe a festival, we might make sure we keep it a little more rocking.
Yeah. Just to, 'cause the attention is scattered a little more?
Maybe so. And, I mean, we like to change it up for our own interests. And we got a lot of the same people, too, that come and travel and see the band. We'll see familiar faces. So we like to keep it different for them, too. But, I mean, we give 100% whether it's a festival or a club show. I mean, it's basically the same thing. We show up, we set up our gear, and we play.
And you start playing. That's how it should be.
Whether it's a festival, whether it's a club, no matter what the show is, you know.
So tell me a little bit about the new album, Shake Your Faith. You guys recorded this near Cleveland, right? Was there something that drew you to that area?
There was a producer there that we worked with named Jim Weert.
Okay.
And, you know, he had done a lot of things over the years, had quite the history. And we were on a label at the time called Sun Petal, and he was like the producer that they had on staff there,
okay.
and they introduced us to him, and we went out there and did like one session, and we got along great with him.
What's the secret of a good band producer relationship?
Somebody that's gonna make you think outside the box a little bit and pull good performances out of you.
So, you know? Do you guys go in with everything all set? Are the songs completely done, and then you go in and say, okay, what are you going to do with these? Or do the songs evolve as you're in the recording studio?
It's a little bit of both. There's probably like, you know, two or three that we think are done, you know, arrangements, lyrics, everything. And then there's usually three or four songs that are just, you know, half finished, or there's no lyrics.
Okay.
Or, I mean, there's one song, I remember we had one part and we just kept adding parts to it, and I wrote the melody and the lyrics there on the spot.
Oh, wow.
Kind of under pressure, and those are usually the best one. The song Bring On The Love.
Okay.
That one was really last minute. So all sorts of ways. And then a good producer can hear what needs to be done or what needs to be moved around here or what's wrong with this take. Or, you know, he's just another set of ears that you have to trust, you know.
Is it tough to put your, you know, you've created this music, to put it in somebody else's control where they're going to go, listen, I think I know what's going to work best here. And you're like, wait, I wrote it. I think I know what's best.
It's not tough for me because I know what we're getting into when we hire a producer, because we've done records where we really didn't have a producer. And I kind of like it.
Having a producer or not?
I kind of like it sometimes.
Okay.
Because a lot of times they'll take what you had and make it better or do something you didn't think of. And Jim's the type of guy, if you said, well, I really hate that, he wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to push it.
Yeah.
You know, and he didn't really change a lot of our songs. He added a few things there that made a couple of them better, I think, and pulled really good performances out of us.
Nice.
And also engineered the record, too.
Okay.
So he was doing all that.
And how does the songwriting happen in the band? Do you write it? Is it a collaborative thing?
It's all different. Like that song Mama Got to Ramble I just played. Todd, our bass player, wrote that on guitar.
Okay.
Pretty much the whole thing except the words.
Nice.
And I put the words to it and learned the riff. And then, like, there's another song, Bring On The Love, where Eric had all the music and I put the words on it. And Be As It May, I wrote that whole song, I think, by myself.
Okay.
Sometimes Joe, our drummer, will start a groove and a song will come from that. So there's no rules.
Yeah.
And we just share all the writing credit. We don't nitpick.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because it's just easier that way. And we're all contributing. And
then you're not going to have somebody down the road go, I didn't get enough money.
Right. And that's probably why we're still a band, too. So,
you know what? That seems like such a simple lesson. And yet, are you surprised that more bands don't do that? If everybody's contributing, then share the wealth. And then you'll keep creating for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I could see if it's a band where there's definitely the one guy is the songwriter, he's writing everything, but it's just not like that in our band. It's coming from all different directions. So, yeah, I think it's key to keeping things rolling, you know. Yeah. It keeps everybody inspired too, you know.
Should keep everybody inspired, should keep everybody happy. Yeah, yeah. Speaking of happy, let's make everybody happy and hear one more from is this from the new album too, Shake Your Faith?
I was going to do the song Shake Your Faith.
Let's do it then. Why not? I like the title cut.
All right.
All right.
You never search for reasons to tumble high from grace or march into a battle in a war that wears no face. Decline the invitation to keep up with the pace. You let nobody pull you down. Nothing shakes your faith, shake your faith, shake your faith, shake your faith, shake your faith. You could care less who is winning or who is in control. To you they serve no purpose, and it's wearing on their soul. Time, the great deceiver, the moment some will chase. You stand and watch them fall apart, and that don't shake your faith, shake your faith, shake your faith. Shake your faith, shake your faith. Decline the invitation to keep up with the pace. Shake your faith, shake your faith. Your light this hour is shining. Trust you know your heart is of the heavens and your will is made of stone. Graciously you carry on and bless the words to see. You know they know not what they do, and they're blind to what can be. When hearts are disconnected, you keep them in a place. Hope feels like a worthless thought, but that don't shake your faith, shake your faith, shake your faith, shake your faith, shake your faith. Time, the great deceiver, the moment some will chase. Shake your faith, shake your faith.
Yeah. Very Very nice. The title track, the new album from Steepwater, the Steepwater Band, Shake Your Faith. That's Jeff Massey. He plays guitar. He sings. He's one of the four members of the Steepwater Band. They will be at Shuba's on Friday, September 16th. You need to get there. Go to steepwater.com. You can buy your tickets. And if you're going to be in the Michigan City area on Sunday, go to the Burnham Brewery and go to the Labor Days Festival because the band will be playing there. Who else is on that bill, do you know?
A friend.
Bunch of other bands.
Robert Feddersen, the Healers, all kinds of people are playing.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Good time. Do you like when you're at a festival with all these bands, guys that you haven't seen in a while? Or
yes.
And then, like Old Home Week, you get to hang out.
Yeah, it's always a good time.
And you get to jam. And
yep.
It sounds like fun.
It should be fun. It should be a good time. Yeah.
Very nice. And don't forget to check them out in October. I know that's far away. We're concentrating on Sunday and the 16th.
That's okay.
But in October, the Steepwater Band is touring with Blackberry Smoke, and that you will be at Joe's Live in Rosemont.
Mm-hmm.
The old Toby Keith place is now Joe's Live. So that'll
be
cool.
That's what I hear. Yeah. Yeah. I've never been there.
So. It's a nice venue. Pretty big place. So
yep.
You guys are fun. Well, this was great. It was great to have you, and the stuff sounds terrific. Everybody needs to go and pick up the new album, Shake Your Faith, and go back and pick up all the other albums, and definitely get out to Shuba's on the 16th to see the Steepwater Band. Jeff, it was great having you in, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me. I had a great time.